And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The health care bill now before the U.S. Senate would kick 22 million people off of health insurance rolls, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which, remember, works for Congress. It would also cut almost $1 trillion from Medicaid, and that, too, would be devastating. 18% of people in North Carolina are covered by Medicaid, or the Children's Health Insurance Program. That's almost 2 million people. 72% of them are non-elderly adults, like pregnant women, young mothers, or children. The other 28% are seniors or people with disabilities. But 64% of Medicaid spending in North Carolina pays for that care for the elderly and people with disabilities. That is who would be hurt by the latest version of the Republican bill to replace the Affordable Care Act: seniors, children, and people with disabilities. And the wealthiest 1% of Americans would get a massive tax break. There are a lot of ways to reform health care that might make sense, but punishing vulnerable people to give the wealthy yet another tax break should not be one of them. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.